This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Student Sir Podcast.
My name is Abdulmuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to, should I say another episode or a bonus episode? Because apparently we never expected to have this episode, but it just came out of the blues. And I am so happy to be recording this episode. So, today's episode is the wrap of the Med School Reality series, and thank you so much for staying with us throughout this series. On today's episode, I have with me here, you guys, the Idan. You guys, you know what Idan is, Abby? Idan of MMM. Oh, please, I'm not talking about money-making machine.
Oh,
but no, that will still fit. But then, like, this MMM, don't worry, we'll tell you the meaning of the MMM towards the, when we get to half of this podcast episode. So I'm with my final guest or my bonus guest on this episode, and she's also a medical student. I'll leave her to introduce herself. Aisha, okay, no, I'm not supposed to call your name. Please introduce yourself to my audience.
Hi everyone. Hello everyone. Good day from anywhere you are listening. My name is Alaya Aisha Belgore. I'm a third year medical student.
Okay.
University of Abuja. I am happily married with a bouncing baby boy.
Oh, okay. Aisha, thank you so much for joining me on this series. I'm grateful for everything, you know, honestly. So, first thing, one thing I like to do on my podcast is ask, like, what are you grateful for? Maybe one thing you're grateful for today. What are you grateful for today?
For waking up.
Alhamdulillah.
That's a big, huge blessing.
It's not easy.
For waking up.
Allahi.
For breathing alone.
Alhamdulillah. So, where do I even start from? First of all, okay, the MMM now, how do you arrange it? It was medicine first.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Medicine.
Okay.
Marriage.
Motherhood. Okay.
In that order.
Okay. So, first of all, medicine, in a brief, how has medicine been treating you?
Hectic. That is just the one word. Hectic. It's been very, very hectic. But you know what? We all know what medicine looks like. We know what is inside medicine. So once you prepare your mind for it,
yeah.
But it's hectic.
Okay, so let's move to the next. Marriage. What's up?
Marriage is the opposite of medicine.
So it's been sweet.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So far so good.
This marriage thing is sweet. Maybe I go married.
Please, we are waiting. Drop this.
Oh, it's not your brother or mine. Oh, so how's marriage been treating you? How is being married like? And yeah, you know, marrying in school. I feel like a lot of us can't handle it. And when I see, I'm like, oh my god, Aisha is so strong at everything. You know the kind of thing where I think that, okay, for myself, you know, it's hard like making decisions for myself, like even trying to balance myself, then having to manage another person, having to like put another person first, you know. Have you been able to do the married thing? Give us tips.
Combination of MMM. Okay, so firstly, it's determination.
Okay.
No, prayer. Prayer comes first.
Okay.
Then determination, a strong one. Mm-hmm. You have to be really determined. Then you have to be strong. You have to have that focus, and you have to reassure yourself every day that this is what I signed up for, this is what I want, and this is what I have to do, because there's no backing out. Okay, so let me start with medicine.
Okay.
When I did my first degree, that's human anatomy from University of Ilorin, I actually wanted medicine.
Okay.
But what happened was that in my post-UTME, I had 66 that particular year, 2015, but the cutoff for the minimum requirement for medicine that year was 70. So I was 4 marks behind. My dad works in University of Ilorin, but my dad is of this school of thought that you have to earn it.
Yeah.
There's no corner
anywhere.
He won't, because he works there, does not mean that you go and start begging
people, or
meeting people when I don't actually meet the requirement. He told me that it is what it is. It is what it is. That I should just put in whatever they give me, I should take it. When I resume, I'll sit jump again. So we had that agreement. And when I took jump, unfortunately, I didn't really pass because I have issues with physics. Naturally, I do not know maths. Okay. Mathematics has always been my problem. So I just told him that, okay, let's do it this way. What if I graduate with a very high GP so that I can just put in for direct entry? So that was our agreement. And he has always been encouraging me to, you know, strive and graduate with at least 4.3, 4.2 on that grade level. So every time he's always checking up on me. Aisha Alpha, hope you are reading. And my dad, strictly academics, strictly well-being, strictly feeding. He no extracurricular. that's the kind of orientation he gave us. Not me only, all of us.
Okay. How many are you guys?
We are 8 in total.
Okay.
But from my mom, we are 5.
Okay.
Yes. So, alhamdulillah, in the long run, I graduated with a 4.2.
Woo! Mashallah! Mashallah.
So, he was very happy.
Mashallah.
He was really, really happy. And yes, that same University of Ilorin, I reapplied. They did not give me admission. I graduated 2019. They didn't give me admission that same year. So, I put in for NYSC. I served. I came to Abuja to serve. Then I reapplied to University of Abuja.
Okay.
Fortunately, 2020, I was given the admission into medicine. I was really happy. My dad was the happiest person on earth. I'm very sure he was the happiest person on earth that particular day when I told him. There's this fulfillment. It felt like this kind of, yes, because while growing up, we have one inside joke that we always say. So he always say that my brother, he would like him to be a lawyer, he would like me to be a doctor, my sister a nurse.
And like, I think that's how it's going.
Yes, actually, alhamdulillah.
Then
different, alhamdulillah, in short.
Alhamdulillah.
So my brother became a lawyer. So that inside joke, he actually wanted to materialize. You get?
Yeah, to manifest.
Yes, yes. And alhamdulillah, it's working. Alhamdulillah.
Bro, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so that's about
so,
medicine. Okay.
Yes. And that is how I got medicine.
Wow.
Marriage came along. That same, I actually got medicine the same year. Okay, the following year, I got married.
So when exactly did you meet the one? Now, this one, they suit me.
Okay. So, my friend actually don't believe that I'll get married early. Even me, I didn't see it coming. But I always knew I would, because my dad does not like late marriage. He's very, very... He buys the idea of getting married early. So, when I was in... I would say... When I was in camp, NYC camp, started talking. Actually,
did you meet in Abuja or you met in
Para? Yes, we met in Abuja. Actually, we met in Abuja, and it just happened. It was flowing,
spontaneous reaction.
You know, one thing is the right one will not actually waste time.
Okay.
The right one will not. He's going to be focused. It's going to be determined with you. It's going to be intentional. I don't know if you understand. So luckily enough, he's the type that doesn't like wasting time too. We met, everything just escalated to family level. Like, boom. So it's not up to 6 months. Trust me. Everything just escalated to family level. I met his mom. He met my family. Introduction started. Before you know it, I was not even there when they went to seek my hand in marriage. He just said to Aisha, "You're getting married." And I was not there when they picked the date self. They just told me, though, this year, August, in fact, it's going to be our 2 years anniversary in how many days? In 4 days' time. No, Masha'Allah. In five, no, 6 days' time.
Wow.
On the 19th of August.
During marriage, you were going to school as well.
Yes.
And then still doing all of these other stuff.
I was going from home. Because I knew that I can't stay in hostel. It's not possible. I cannot stay in hostel. At least for now. So I go from home. Because of me, he had to move to somewhere near school. He stayed inside Abuja town. So because of me, he had to move to somewhere that is near school. So that the transportation would be easier. So, yeah, I go from school. I go from home every day
to school.
To and fro. I'm used to it.
And then came Baba. And then came motherhood.
And then came motherhood.
My dear.
The funniest thing was, I was actually pregnant for 7 months. None of my classmates knew except my two closest friends. I actually told.
Not pregnant. That
they knew. They just knew. No, I told them myself that, okay, I am pregnant. None of my classmates then knew. None of them had any idea. When I gave birth, they were like, wow, when? How?
Was Aisha even pregnant?
Was she even pregnant? Was she even this? I was like, oh, that's the aim.
Yeah.
That was the aim. So, luckily enough for me, you know, God works in so many ways that will favor you when you pray and when you wish for something to fall in place and in line. There was strike for 9 good months. When I gave birth, I think in the 3rd month, so I had 6 months. My baby was 6 months before I resumed back to school because I did exclusive breastfeeding. So I had that all time to myself to heal, to bond with my baby, to, you know, get back on track. So I was just really grateful. I was really, really grateful because how would I have done it? Going to school, you know, with baby.
And the point is, I feel like the sad reality is actually nobody cares. Like, nobody actually, like,
gives school.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody cares. Nobody.
I actually didn't want them to care because I didn't want them to know safe.
Yeah.
So, I didn't want them to know. I think it was just few lecturer, I think maybe two of them that knew that, okay, I was actually married because on my Mikade, the day I was going to tie the knots, they went to fix cell physiology exam. Just imagine. Yes, I had to come out plain to the lecturer that, excuse me, ma, I'm going for my wedding. That I don't know if this exam can be shifted or I can write the makeup. And she was like, she can't shift the exam, but what she can do for me is to write another one for me. I said, that's fine. That's totally fine by me.
Okay.
So I traveled. I came back. Before I traveled, I wrote a letter to the school, signed by the HOD. That's okay, good and fine. Go for your wedding. When you come back, we'll write the exam for you. Yeah. So when I came back a day before the exam. I didn't read anything. I just went in there.
Residual knowledge.
Did I even have any residual knowledge? I couldn't read anything now. I went for the wedding. So I just went in there. I dare just pick one, pick two. At the end of the day, so the result was average. Not like I really passed. So I had to choose one. So, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Here we are.
And now tell me physiology, but okay, which is your most favorite? Which one is your least favorite?
Don't even go for physiology.
Is your favorite?
Yes.
anatomy.
Anatomy used to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. But so it's human anatomy, like, when you do BS human anatomy, is it different from like the one you do when you're in medical school?
Okay, I'll be plain and no offense to anyone, I mean, no offense, but the way we're taught anatomy in University of Lurie is actually different from the way we're taught in University of Abuja. Maybe because that anatomy in University of Lurie that I did was BSc.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is actually medicine, in medicine. Then the fact that all our lecturers in University of Lurie, most of them were BSc lecturers, BSc holders, but you know now, all our lecturers in University of Abuja, they are medical doctors. So, the level of teaching, different. Method of teaching, different. So, I had to read deeper in University of Abuja. I had to read to, you know, digest and know everything.
Nerve, muscle.
Everything. How everything is. I had to
clinically related.
Clinically related. The clinical anatomy. I had to. So it was bulky. It was hard to some extent because anatomy is volatile. You can never say you know it's finished.
Honestly.
It's not possible except you are deceiving yourself. Imagine you packing all the origin and insertion of muscles, nerves, everything inside your head. Is it possible?
No.
Physiology is actually relatable.
Okay.
I really like physiology.
But you know, eventually, physiology is like the real medicine.
In the long run,
in the long run, physiology. Because in the long run. I know when they were saying, you never hear them give like this Nobel Prize in anatomy or biochem, but they give a Nobel Prize in physiology.
But you see, biochemistry, we are more than opposites. We are light charges. We repel. We repel. No, biochemistry. You kind of did. I hear you say.
No.
It's actually allowed, but I really don't like biochemistry. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just too hard. It's just too abstract.
Mm-hmm.
I really. But do you know what? In the later part of biochemistry,
exactly.
I actually understand because before it does.
It was abstract. Yeah, it was abstract.
It doesn't stick in my head. I don't understand it, but. Where I started understanding was carbohydrates. I don't get how it happened, but I actually understood it. Fatty acid came along, yes. So I'm very surprised that biochemistry is actually sticking now.
And you were really doing top in biochem.
Scholar
mommy wife, okay.
You know.
Oh my God.
I just have to, you know. When you know your weakness,
yeah.
You triple the
effort.
Not even double, you triple the effort. I think if they are going to be lapses, it will fit into that.
Yeah, I think.
But if you double your effort when there are lapses, it will come down.
Yeah, I think that's like one thing I have picked up with like studying. Like when I know,
one bad thing I do. Hey! Crash reading. I like to jaye. I like to go out, flex. Everything
soft when life. I soft life, life is good on you
soft mom. Life contents everything but when they announce exam date like this I'll just rush and be pigeon and that thing is not good. I've actually 300 level new me new mode of studying it's a promise I made and
inshallah,
I have to finish
inshallah.
No more crash reading.
So I was saying like for me but one thing I have understood with studying is know the ones that you know that you're good in.
Yeah.
Then what you're not good in, like as Aisha said, triple the effort there because eventually it will pay off.
Yes.
It would eventually pay off. Yes. So my next question to you is you're a mom now.
Alhamdulillah.
And would you ever you know what if you wanted your son to be something but he did not want to be that thing? But then, like, obviously, you know, like, you, what you want him to be is a bad thing. But then he has his own, like, passion. He has, like, I don't know. Do people really have passion for things? Okay, I think they do. But, like,
I have passion for medicine. That's why I'm in it.
Do you understand?
I had better offers in terms of source of income. Oh. But I just chose not to follow that path.
So, I was saying, like, what if, like, what would you do then? Like, what would you do? Or would you, like, kind of like cajole him to doing what you want him to do?
No.
You allow him to follow your passion, follow his passion.
No. You know, we're in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And you see this generation, this Gen Z Alpha generation, they are very coconut head. They have coconut head. Forget about having coconut head. I don't buy the idea of forcing children generally. Don't let me say my child now. I don't buy the idea of forcing them to do what they don't like. Mm-hmm. Follow your passion. That is the orientation I have from my parents.
Mm.
Follow your passion. Follow what you like. Do what you want. In the long run, it's going to be you in it. Nobody else will be doing it for you.
Mm.
You will be doing it. You are the one to be doing it. You are the one that will be doing it. So do what you like.
Mm.
But that is as long as it's a good thing. I cannot.
As long as, like, do you always think, okay, is this thing in line with Islam?
Yes, that is the exception.
That is the exception.
As long as it is on the right track, in always do it. Mm. But if it's not
on the right track,
on the right track, support. Definitely, I can't be in support.
Okay, so I remember, like, you were speaking of how there was a particular year that was rough for you.
Hmm.
Like, it was so rough for you that you even...
I'm going to cry.
No.
I'm going to cry.
You're allowed to cry.
Give me tissues. I'm going to cry.
Let me give you a box. Honestly, like...
Wow.
We spoke and then you were like, there was a particular year that was really rough for you. Then you even lost faith. I don't know. I was really touched because I feel like sometimes we struggle a lot.
Hmm.
And then if someone like you who has a good support system, do you understand, gets to that point in their life where they're losing faith. Wait, in fact, first of all, like, what happened that year?
You can do this. A lot happened. 2022 was really I just pray I don't have that kind of roughness again.
Inshallah.
That has to be my rough, like, but... What? Mm. Alhamdulillah for life. Okay. It all started... Naturally, I won't put this out there.
Yeah.
But I feel it's something I've overcome.
Yeah.
And it's something... I feel better when I talk. Unlike people that bottle... Yeah, I know how to bottle things up. But I actually realized that when I talk, I feel better. Because even... my kin family, I actually didn't talk to them about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know everyone is hot. So what's the point of even discussing this with people I know that are hot already? Okay. So when I went home, I've been in Abuja since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really go home because my dad does not like traveling. He has this fragile heart. He's very, very afraid. So he prefers that we stay back, we don't trouble ourselves, we only go home during ceremonial period, like festive, like Salah and the likes. So, it was a week to my wedding, August 2021, I went home. What I saw was not what I left.
SubhanAllah.
He was very pale. In fact, I cried. I was like, SubhanAllah, nobody
told you,
was telling me anything. Apparently, he instructed everyone not to say anything to me because he knows when it comes to family, I'm very emotional. Naturally, I'm not emotional. But when it comes to people that I genuinely care about and love, I'm very, very emotional. So, I was crying. He said, what happened? I said, what is going on? Nobody told me you were sick. Like, it was actually really sick. Wow. It just consoled me. Nothing was happening. Nothing is going to happen. So, but I knew I wasn't happy. Even throughout the wedding, I was not really happy. Because I was just wondering, what is going on? What is going on? Well, since it was very close to my wedding, I just had to like look for a way to try and take it off.
Cheer up.
It worked a little, but you know when something is deep down in your heart that it's a heavy burden, so I couldn't really take it off actually. So actually, it got better after the wedding. It got better. It sounded better over the phone because I traveled back to Abuja. It sounded better. I called him almost every other day. Video call, we do video call. Sometimes he will pick, sometimes he will intentionally not pick. So there was this thing, let me just cut the story short. So he was admitted. It was on for like 4 months. Going on and off, how are you? Are you feeling better? You know, on and off, on and off. So he was actually now admitted. Nobody told me until after the admission. So it is surgery. Nobody, before I got to know, told it. Maybe because I was pregnant. So they were trying to avoid anything that would trigger my
pressure, blood pressure.
Blood pressure or make me fear, something like that. Even my mom, she was not really saying things to me. And my brother is here in Abuja, so he does not really know much too. It's what they tell him that he discloses to me. So it was actually very bad. The situation was actually very bad at home. And they were not really saying anything intentionally. So they had to... I don't really want to dive much. Initially, he was in a private hospital. My mom just called me that they've transferred him to UITH, University of Illinois Teaching Hospital. When she told me, I knew, no, this has to be really serious. Because I stayed in UITH hostel now. Our College of Health Science in Illinois was in UITH, within UITH premises. So we go to the hospital every day. I have been.
You see a lot.
Yeah, I see a lot. Thank you. I see a lot in the hospital. So I knew that, no.
Something is amazing.
Then I couldn't call him again. Okay. Couldn't pick again. The last conversation we had sounded fine a little, but they told me he couldn't pick calls again, you know.
So he could not pick calls again. He was unconscious.
Wow.
Yes. So at that point, I knew that, no, this is very serious. I started, I have actually been praying before, but I increased the intensity of the prayer. To cut the story short, in the long run, on the 19th of March, he actually died on a Saturday. He died. And, well, my husband actually traveled on, let's say, the Friday before before Saturday, the Friday, he traveled. So I was the only one at home. In the whole of the house, I was the only one. In the morning, that Saturday, when I woke up, something was just not right. So I was calling my mom. She was not picking. I called my brother. He was not picking. I called my sister. She didn't pick. I called my husband. He actually didn't pick too. So I was just like, this can't be right. Something is wrong. So I log on to my WhatsApp. And I don't want to mention, but I actually saw the news on one of my family members' status. I was actually devastated. I was short of breath. I couldn't really breathe very well. I had to call my security too. He was pouring water over my head like this. It was, you know, heavily pregnant, that kind of news, the shock. I can't even explain. I can't explain right now. I can't. But it was just too much for me to handle. It was really too much. I just, on my sharp, I went down to Lori. Sharp. When I got there, I was hoping and praying that it's wrong, like it's not true. But when I got there, it was real. Like, he actually died. Oh my God, Hikma. I can't even, I just hope that, I've never felt this kind of, like the way I felt, that pain, that level. No, it was above my threshold. It was above my, you know when you are pained to the extent that tears are not actually coming. Like you can't even cry. It's not coming. You want to, but it's not coming. That's to show you how much I was really, 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 really sad, devastated, Pain is not even the word. I was broken. I was really shattered, broken into pieces. It took me a whole year before I could put back the pieces together like this. A whole year, yes, a whole year. For a year, I can't even look into his picture. I can't even, whenever I see his picture on my phone like this, the speed of light I use to change it to another picture, I can't do. Up till today, self. That's why I can't even find any of his picture in my house for now. Because I can't actually bear it. I can't. It's too much. It's too much. You know, everything was sudden. It was sudden. It was short. Unplanned. Death is unplanned, yes, but you know, it was just too much. That's just the word. And I just pray that nobody has to experience. In the long run, yes, that is inevitable, but not at this
not in the situation, not in the circumstance you were in.
Yes, at that point. Then not at that age. Not at that age.
And you were even pregnant.
Yes, I was. I was like 8 months. Yes. Yeah, it was 8 months because I gave birth May. He died March, so that's basically I was 8 months. I don't know.
So how did faith, how did...
Yes! I lost. I'm not proud to say this, but I have to put this out there. No matter what you are going through, try and hold on to your faith. Don't let it go. I actually lost faith for like a month. I wasn't praying. That's just the honest truth. I'm not proud of it. And I hope Allah forgives me. I wasn't praying. I lost faith because I prayed, oh my God, that Allah heals him. I prayed. I really, really prayed. I woke up in the midnight, countless number of tahajjud. I will pray every day, hoping that, okay, it's going to get better. And at the end of the day, he actually died. No, I lost it. Is the truth. I was not praying.
So how did you find it?
My husband actually spoke to me. Then I actually spoke to myself too, because good things actually later now happened, you know. It was mixed. At the end of the day, my baby came along. Then different things happened that was favorable, that was good. Then my family, good news. But I used that to console myself, but it's still not enough. It was not enough.
Could not fill that void.
It could not. Yes, no, nothing can fill it forever. That's just the honest truth. Nothing can fill it. It is empty, forever empty. That part is forever empty. And the uncertainty that you can only pray that you reunite in Jannah. That's the only way that I can still see him. Do you get? So, no. That level of, I can't.
Subhanallah. First of all, I just want to say that I'm actually very proud of
you. I lost it.
Proud of you.
He spoke to me, then I spoke to myself to that, would he actually want this? My daddy is he was very, very prayerful. Everybody knows him as a prayerful person. The only thing he does, school, prayer, back to home, like no extracurricular, no social life. He doesn't really keep friends. His circle very, very small and tight. Do you get? So then he has a routine for all, like prayer for us every day. What he says, like it's even we crammed it, like we know it in our head. Do you get? So I just spoke to myself that no, you won't want this. He won't want this, so anything that will not make him happy, I should avoid it. Then my husband actually spoke to me too. So it was gradual. Yes, it was not sudden, it was gradual. Gradually came back. The faith, boy, I lost it. I was like, God, why? Like, are you actually there? People praying to you and you actually allowed this to happen? Like, no, I actually specifically asked that it should not happen. No,
I think I lost it. You know what? I feel like for me, like a lot of things happen, like bad, good, whatever. But one thing I have come to realize is that, like, I have come to know is Allah does not owe us anything. Do you understand, Aisha? I feel like for me, even when I'm writing an exam, or even no matter how big or something, I'm like, Hikma, you're not the best of his servant. You don't even know where your place is. So he doesn't even owe you to wake up the next morning. Honestly, doesn't owe you
that's a fact.
Do you understand? Like,
that's a fact.
If you die, the world will move on. So you only hope that you have Allah's mercy. And then another thing I like to think of death is, the prayer is not to not die.
Ever since
the prayer is what? To
when
die.
When I hear news of death, that anybody dies, Hikma, I became emotionless, heartless. It does not even move me. Again.
You like, my dad died, eh?
Honestly, that's just it. So, even up till today, when I hear that somebody does stuff, you know, like, why? All of us will die. So it's nothing to me again. In fact, I'm not. Okay, everybody. I don't know how, if everybody is meant to be afraid of death, but I am not afraid of death.
You know, I
just hope that it will meet me when I'm, well, in a good time.
Well, that's
when
the,
I'm ready.
That's
to
the
meet
point.
My Lord.
That's what I was trying to make. Because I remember someone was asking me, Hikma, are you sure you're not suicidal? And then I was laughing. I was like, why did you ask such a question? And he was like, because like I speak about death every time. I was like, okay, first of all, the fact that you're not a Muslim, it may sound weird to you, because a Muslim will never ask me this, number one. But then I understand. And number two is, I honestly don't, at this point in my life, I don't pray not to not die. Do you get? I just pray that at the point where I die, I die a dead, I'll grab a Jannah, because that's I can't come and suffer in this life and then go and enter Jahannam. Subhanallah.
A'udhu billah.
So it's not, the prayer is not to not die, honestly. It's not if you do, you are going to pray, Allah, I don't want to die. Who wouldn't die? But then may Allah grant us Jannah.
Ameen.
Ooh, that's like been emotional. Like, actually, I'm actually holding myself not to cry right now, because like it's a really, really touching, you know, and the fact that you even shared it with us, I feel like I feel so honored, honestly. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
So to wrap this up, I just wanted to give like just advice to people, you know, someone might be in your particular space at this point, and maybe they're listening to this.
I actually get that question a lot.
They're listening to this, you understand?
On my social media platform, yeah. I get it a lot.
Before you go, first of all, like, what's your social media handle?
Everywhere, Bean Aisha.
Okay, Bean dot Aisha.
B-E-I-N-G A-I-S-H.
Okay, now, and then I'll like actually tag you when I post this. So just like, you know, somebody might be in your situation right now, and then they might be lucky enough to listen to this and maybe pick one or two lessons. So just in short,
which aspect? Medicine,
anyhow you want to go about it. Like, I feel like there's always a lesson from everywhere, so maybe you can touch on everything.
So for the MMM, let me start with the MMM. For the medicine, marriage and
motherhood
combination, the simple advice is just take it as it comes, the challenges, because there will always be challenge and you can never be prepared for it, will just come. So I don't have a strategy for it. I'm telling you the truth, I take it as they come. If this one comes, I'll face it. If this comes, I'll face it, as long as one prays. So you just have to. And that hard working, it has to be. You can't be a lazy person and combine. It's not possible. You can't be lazy and combine. No, it's not possible. So you just have to be strategic and be hardworking. That's just it. And be prayerful. Shikina. No. Let me plan ahead. It's not possible. You can't plan ahead, my friend. You can't. It's not
right.
Possible.
Thank you guys so
and
much.
And for the medicine alone.
Okay.
Medicine no be being so no be by I know book. Oh,
wallahi,
is by prayer, luck, heavy on luck, prayer,
and then,
luck,
and then I think
and
balancing
what you read and knowing what lecturer wants.
Yeah, just strike a balance between those two. Don't go and say,
I don't want to be doing best. You want to be the best in one and leave the remaining one.
Do best in one and God knows. You will just end up
honestly.
And for the marriage, me, I cannot give marriage advice yet, though. Marriage advice when I'm still learning.
I actually hope you come back maybe when you're 10 years into your marriage.
By God's grace,
inshallah. Like, that would be really nice to talk about.
But for the marriage, just
on God.
For the motherhood, wow, it's actually very, very interesting and very, very fun.
Mashallah.
Yes.
See, you're smiling. You're talking about your baby. You know, smarting.
Yeah.
Did I say I go this marriage thing? And it's stressful too.
It's stressful, but it's a sweet stress.
Oh, mashallah.
A very sweet one. Stress that you are willing to do. Yes, you are willing to do it. You are willing to go through it. Yes. So, and at a stage, it comes with stage. The first, very hard. That part that you just gave it. The sleeplessness that you are not used to before. The headache, constant headache. Very hard. The middle part, okay. A little bit less stressful. But you see this part that is already working.
You go, they scatter everywhere for you.
It's very interesting. Now you're just body. So, very fun. Very interesting. Just
take it one day at a time.
At a time.
Thank you so much for joining me. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Podcast. No, Sweet and Sour Pod, actually. And then I'm going to like tag Aisha. So if you want to connect with Aisha as well, you can also do that. We finally come to the end of this series. Make sure you share with your friends, comment, like, you know, all this good
share.
Stuff. Please you guys share. Thank you so
share
much. Thank
with
you.
Everybody on everywhere. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and Aisha may decide to give you a wish. So stay tuned.
Oh, okay. We never can say, actually.
Yes,
so yeah. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Next time.